The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friend. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to Success Saturday. Get ready for 15 minutes of fun where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. Hey, we're talking goals here, remember? We can do anything, we just can't do everything. But look at that crowd, Jerry, huh?
Wowzer, I haven't seen anything that big except for maybe the mosquito that bit me last night.
Huh, Jerry, I thought that was a wood tick.
Funny guy, that Tom Fierce. Funny guy.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency.
Your Fierce choice for insurance.
And our show today is entitled, Success Routines Are Not Routine.
Tom, this show is the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. And how about we start today's show with a little lemon drop?
Sounds inspirational to me.
Today's lemon drop, our brain loves habits. Make sure they are the right ones.
You know, I like that one, Tom.
Thanks, Jerry. Me too. And hello, success friends. Good morning, and how is your grand obsession? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a bit of a charge? Has the world got you down? Either way, you are at the right place and it is the right time. Ensure your success every Saturday at 11:30 right here on Club 1220 KLBB. Success, friends, who motivates the motivator? The answer is, it had better be you.
You know, Tom, I love those lemon drops. I listen to them every day, and I get one in my email, too.
Great reminder, Jerry. Hey, success friends, we have a new website coming, www.tommyfierce.com, and you'll be able to sign up for your daily lemon drops, and you'll receive my new book, Tommy Fierce, Goal Setting for Success. It's all free. And success, friends, we have so much coming for you. Apps, a new website, blogs, webinars. It is truly a buffet. We'll tell you more as we go along. And it's all brought to you by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. And Jerry, I know those lemon drops can take me from no, I can't to yes, I can in a heartbeat. Thanks so much for the reminder.
No problem, Tom. No problem.
You know, Jerry, our success topic of the day is about routines. Do you have any routines?
Well, you know, Tom, I used to try to do exercises in the morning, but I'm just a little bit too stiff.
Jerry, I'm telling you what, you are just too much. I mean just too much. But speaking of someone that lives on flexibility, let me introduce our producer today. You know, he's a giant in the radio world, one of the best voiceover men in the business. I call him the idea man because he is full of great ideas, and he is just a heck of a model American citizen. Hello, Bobby J.
Hey, great to be here, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Bob!
Hi, Jerry. I love you, Jerry.
You know, Bob, we know you're a fan of the lemon drops. Uh-huh. Did you like one last week?
Yeah. Do you want to know which one really tripped my trigger? It's the one, it goes like this. If we're not choosing our morning routine, who is? I mean, that says it all.
That's it. That's a thinker there.
Yeah.
You know, and Bob, you know, I want to bring up something. I heard you and Stan on the radio a couple weeks back, you know, and Stan was playing one of the songs that were called in.
Yep.
You and Stan are on the Wolf Brewing.
All Request and Dedication Show.
Thank you, sir. You say it so much better than me.
Monday through Friday.
But he was playing a song, and Dan, the owner, said it was the song that was playing when his dad bought this radio station.
That's right. Dan popped in right into the studio and said, I just got to listen to that for a second. This song is taking me back to a different time.
Isn't that just fabulous how the brain works?
Oh, man. Songs and music, they're like time machines. They just take you back, and you can be ever present just in that time period from when you remember the song playing the first time. It's great.
You know, and that's one of the reasons why we love listening to you guys every weekday at noon to 2.
That's right. That's a great idea.
But success, friends, you know, music does transport us back in time. And one of the things I think is that's why it's so important to have music inspire us. Yours may be different than mine, but the point is we need music that we can turn on to pump ourselves up. You kind of got to have a success playlist. And, you know, I bet that was a very emotional moment for Dan when he heard that, don't you think?
I think so. Boy, you could tell look in his eyes that he was wistfully taken way back those many years.
That's just fabulous. And success, friends, that's the power of music. It has power over our mind, and we need to utilize it for our success. And, Bob, that's why Jerry and I listen to you on Stan every weekday from noon to 2 right here on KLBB. Am I saying that right now?
That's right, yeah.
KLBB Club 1220.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tom, I hate to interrupt you, but now we need to let our success friends listen to a message.
All right, Jerry, we'll be right back.
Write down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
We're back, success friends. Jerry, can you grab those phones? I think it's some of our success friends wanting to save money on their home and auto insurance.
Hey, got it, Tom.
Hey, welcome back, success friends. And Twitter fans, you can find us now at hashtag Tommy Fierst. And we're also on Facebook there, too.
And Tom, don't remember, Tommy Fierst is on Instagram with wonderful lemon drops.
Hey, Jerry, thank you. You know, there's so many ways to get to motivate our success friends. And we want to give a shout out to Pete Herman. He's always keeping us motivated, too. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
All right, Jerry, and you know what time it is now?
I think I do.
That's right, Jerry. It is now time for our success quotes of the day. And our first one is, sow a thought and you reap an act. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. And that comes from Samuel Smiles. Jerry, have you got one for us?
Hey, yes. Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. And that's from Jim Ryan.
Great one, Jerry. I love it.
Yeah, I thought you might like that one, Tom. Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going.
And our third quote of the day, a nail is driven out by another nail. Habit is overcome by habit, and that's from Erasmus. And, you know, success routines are not routine is our subject today. And let me start off by saying this. It's all a routine. The question is, why are you doing yours? Did you choose it to be more effective, or did it just take you over? And just as Erasmus tells us that a nail is driven out by a nail, another nail, habit is overcome by habit. If you want to change your routine into a success routine, You can do it. That's the good news. Let me talk to you about Henry Peterson. He had a routine. He woke up to his wife's radio alarm clock. He walked into the kitchen to retrieve coffee to the sound of the morning local news program. His routine consisted of getting the kids up and ready for school. He would start some kind of breakfast for the children and his wife that usually involved cereal, which was nice that it didn't take much thought at that time of the morning. Noise was part of his family's morning routine. The TV news blared and the residents did too. And on any given day, there would be an argument. Maybe the kids just didn't feel like going to school that day, or maybe his wife was a bit frustrated about work, or maybe Henry was feeling anxious about his work and he was looking for an outlet, aka a fight to take his mind off of work. Oh, and don't forget about Crisco, the white lab running around the house, just another ingredient in the family's morning routine. As with most families, mine for sure for a time, maybe even yours, the morning routine was not a consciously thought out process. Mornings happened, just as afternoons and evenings and bedtimes just happened. And before you know it, life has just happened. But for some of us, you listening here, success friends, for whatever reason, fate, hard luck, a life event, a want to do better, some of us start to look inwardly and start to become self-aware. And with this self-awareness comes a realization that maybe we do have a choice. Maybe our days can be crafted somewhat, and maybe we can do it, even if nobody in our house wants to do it with us. All of us have routines. The only question is, did you implement yours? Or did you just let it happen? I have a hunch that if you do not dictate your routines, then you are dealing with chaos. And the idea behind chaos theory explains a bit about what happens when you do not choose your routine. I believe Henry's morning, as random as it seems, is the architect for the rest of his day. I believe that this goes for you as well, success friends. Looking at Henry's non-routine, we notice a couple of things. First, he wakes up to a radio. And although this seems innocent, the radio wake-up has to be one of the worst decisions we make. Think about what can be thrown into our mind the first thing we wake up. War, murder, death, accidents, bad weather, traffic jams. And these are items that the DJs talk about with emotion. Now, unless you have Stan and Bob throwing all these at us, the radio alarm must stop. And as Henry goes about his morning, he is greeted by his wife and children. Their mood is the next item occupying Henry's mind. The problem here is that he cannot turn them off. The mood of other people in the house is an issue. And even though we can't turn it off, we can choose how we want to interact with that mood. Now, success friends, I've got a bunch of these and I don't have enough time to go through this, but the point being, what we do in the morning affects us the rest of the day. Hey, Tom, we do need to take a break. Okay, Jerry, and then I'll be right back with a solution to the morning. We call them the mentals.
And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so sweet.
Hey, we're back, success friends. And you know what? The solution to our morning problems is, I call them the morning mentals. Motivation, exercise, nutrition, self-talk, attitude, love and life, staying present. Hey, success friends, that's how I see it. We gotta start with the right attitude to make our day a success. So until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success. And this is Tom Fierst and Geriatrics reminding you to get inspired and stay inspired. Bye.
I'll leave a sign in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.
Yes.